Do you never laugh, Miss Eyre? Don't trouble yourself to answer. I see you laugh rarely, but you can laugh very merrily. Believe me, you are not naturally austere, any more than I am naturally vicious. The lowered constraint still clings to you somewhat, controlling your features, muffling your voice, and restricting your limbs. And you fear, in the presence of a man and a brother, or father, or master, or what you will, to smile too gaily, speak too freely, or move too quickly. But in time, I think, you will be natural with me, as I find it impossible to be conventional with you. And then your looks and movements will have more vivacity and variety than they dare offer now. I see at intervals the glance of a curious sort of bird through the close-set bars of a cage. A vivid, restless, resolute captive is there. Were it but free, it would soar cloud-high. You're still bent on going? It has struck 9, sir. Never mind. Wait a minute. Adèle is not ready to go to bed yet. My position, Miss Eyre, with my back to the fire and my face to the room, favours observation. While talking to you, I have also occasionally watched Adèle. I have my own reasons for thinking her a curious study, reasons that I may, nay, that I shall, impart to you some day. She pulled out of her box, about 10 minutes ago, a little pink frock. Rapture lit her face as she unfolded it. Coquetry runs in her blood, blends with her brains, and seasons the marrow of her bones. "Il faut que je l'essaye," cried she, "et à l'instant même," and she rushed out of the room.